What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to Locked On Pirates. I told you myself, Ethan Smith, the host who does the most, was going to have an awesome guest on the pod this week. And guess what? You still have to wait through the intro to find out. So, with today's podcast, we have a special guest. He's really awesome, really cool, and a really fun guy. And I hope you guys enjoy it, okay? Welcome back to Locked On Pirates, and enjoy today's episode.
You are Locked On Pirates, your daily Pittsburgh Pirates podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to Locked On Pirates. I am your host, Ethan Smith. Of course, you know I always do the most. I told you guys we were going to have a guest on the podcast this week. You've been wondering who it was. Well, it's a pretty new addition to the Pirates family after he joined the team last year. Had a really good year for most intents and purposes, and that would be outfielder Anthony Alford. How are you doing today, Anthony?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah. So if you guys have been paying attention to Twitter, we did actually talk to Anthony in like a little thing for a minute. And then I just messaged him, said if he wanted to come on the podcast, and he gladly came on doing it from his car today. So we all know that yeah. He's a busy guy with spring training starting yesterday. And sticking with the spring training stuff, how excited are you to be ready for spring training? I believe you guys report next week.
Yeah. We officially report next week, but I came down a little early. Clearly, I'm pretty excited to be back on the field and playing baseball. I'm stoked about this year. So.
Oh yeah, how has the Pittsburgh Pirates organization been since joining last year? Like, how has it been since you've been in Pittsburgh?
It's been good. I mean, I don't know how it was before. And obviously, like they had a new front office change. Last year, but I mean, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the guys there and the staff and everybody. They're making me feel welcome. So I'm looking forward to going to work with them.
Oh yeah, well, we're excited to see you come back too. After last year, you looked really good last year in the games that you were able to play. And with COVID-19 still looming in like pretty much all of America, still, how has the pandemic changed your approach to like playing baseball, training, and focusing on baseball?
I mean, it's early on, like when we first got spring training canceled, it was something that was, obviously it's still serious, but like, we didn't know what we was dealing with at the time. But now, I mean, you kind of know how to move now. So, you know, you just have to be around smaller groups, especially training in the off season. But as far as like my training and everything in my recovery, it hadn't stopped me or slowed me down anything. I just watch how many people I'm around when I'm doing that stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it's been a very big kind of component of a lot of changing. Like, it's a lot of change. That's what I've noticed. Mm-hmm. You guys are all athletes, or like, you guys all have your way of doing things. I used to play baseball too. I used to have my way of doing things. You do things in a set order of ways. And I kind of threw everything out of whack to where I don't know how it was to play a 60-game season rather than playing 162 games, but I imagine it was very different.
Yeah, it was totally different, man. It was more like a sprint. You know, everybody know usually baseball, I mean, when you play 162 games, it's more a marathon. It's about how long you can last and you know, getting hot at the right time. And but it was just a small sample size last year. And we was excited to play. But it just didn't feel like baseball. I mean, because after a month, it's like, okay, here's the trade deadline, and you got to make a playoff. But you have to be in a good position to be ready for the playoff after a month of games. I mean, take 2 years ago, like, take the Nationals, for example. Like, they wasn't really hot at the beginning of the season, but they ended up winning the World Series, you know?
So, yeah, you're 100%.
I mean, it was totally different in a sense of, like, every game literally mattered. You know, you can get away with getting swept in the series early in the year, like in a regular season. But last year, you lost the series or lost back-to-back series that can come back and haunt you in the long run. So, every game really was a big game last year.
Oh, yeah. And how do you anticipate your 2021 season going, and what improvements do you want to make in your game individually?
Yeah, I mean, just all around. I think there's room for improvement all around. But to continue to build on those strengths, you know, what's gotten me there, continue to build on that. But at the same time, have to be humble enough to just look myself in the mirror and say, okay, there's still room for improvement, you know. And that's for everybody, you know, like even the best ones in the game, they're still looking to improve, even though they're the best in the game. So just as athletes, like we're always like, especially in baseball, you can't be perfect in baseball, you know. So we're just always looking to get better some way.
Yeah, if you were perfect in baseball, everybody would be hitting 1,000. Everybody be
hitting
a home run or a single every single play.
Right.
And this might be a make or break one for my listeners, but what's your favorite food in Pittsburgh since you've been there?
Favorite food? Pittsburgh, like, Pittsburgh shocked me because they had a lot of really good food. Probably, I forgot the name of the restaurant, but it's a seafood restaurant. It was on South Side. It was two locations, but I can't think of it, but I know it was a seafood restaurant. Keanu Kelly actually introduced me to it, but it was nice. Like really, really good.
Yeah, I haven't South been to Side Pittsburgh seafood. In a while, so I probably couldn't tell you either, but I'm sure somebody, whenever I post this, they'll be like, oh, it's this place in like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
I'll be like, okay, yeah. I'll take your word on it.
Yeah, I have my wife, she's over here trying to look it up now. Is it South Side?
Well, while she looks that up, I'm assuming you've had Permanis too, right?
I haven't.
Really?
Permanis?
Yeah, Permani.
I haven't.
The sandwich place that puts the fries on the sandwich and the coleslaw and everything?
Nah, I haven't had that. You're
world famous, man. You got to have some Permanis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna have to put them on my list. But the place I was talking about is Soul and Sea.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I heard they're really
good. Yeah.
And Derek Shelton obviously enters his second season as manager in Pittsburgh. What has he taught you since you've been with the team and everything that's helped you improve your game?
I mean, we haven't like really talked about anything in particular. I mean, his big thing is just having me just allow my natural ability, like my natural athleticism to come out. Like not thinking so much, and then I think he does a good job because Shelton, he's like always loose. He is always a loose environment. You never have to be uptight around him. But I got to work with him when he was in Toronto as an assistant.
Yeah,
he helped out with the hitting over there and some other stuff. So he kind of familiar with me and my swing and everything. So and he helped me when I was over there, but. Yeah, I mean, we just continue to just build and get better. And but I think the biggest thing is, like, him always making keeping it a loose environment. You know, it just makes it easier to perform in that kind of environment. And, I think he's really good at what he's doing.
Oh, yeah. And I think a lot of Pirates fans really enjoy him because he's very outspoken. That's one thing that I really like about a manager is how outspoken they are. So what are some of your hobbies during the wintertime?
Fishing. Like the fish. I really don't do much. I just really just hang out, kick it with my family, and when I get some downtime, I go fish a little bit.
What's the biggest fish you've caught?
Nothing too big. Like when I go saltwater fishing, we obviously catch some. I've caught some big ones out there in the Gulf, but probably like a 5-6 pound bass. Probably like I haven't caught anything crazy.
That's still not – hey, that's still better than me. I think the highest I ever caught was, like, maybe 2 or 3. I haven't been in a long time either, but, like, I think that's the highest I ever caught. This one's more on the funny side as well, but a couple weeks ago, Zach Banner recently tweeted that he thought people saying, "Let's go, Bucks," in Pittsburgh was in favor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. As you know, they just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Who said that?
That Zach Banner, he's an offensive tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, when I first got to Pittsburgh, I didn't know the Pirates was called the Bucks. So when I walked in for the first time, it was like, let's go Bucks, the hashtag let's go Bucks and all the signs. And I was like, is it something that I don't know? I started thinking like the Pirates changed their name, but I didn't realize that they was talking about like the Pirates. I thought as well that they was talking about like the Buccaneers, but I know what he's saying there, because I didn't know that the Pirates, like the fans there, called them the Bucks until I got there.
Yeah, I actually host a thing all the time on my podcast called Bucking Around. It's kind of pretty funny. We just have a fan come on and they just talk about whatever. So I spell it BUC'N, and everybody likes the wordplay. I think it's pretty hilarious. Also, what is it like for her watching you play baseball? Like, I know for my mom, it was always like, please don't get hurt. Don't let somebody hit them with a baseball. Don't get hurt running around and stuff like that.
Oh, my mom?
Or even your wife, too.
Oh, my wife, I mean, I think she just, I mean, like, after seeing so many baseball games, she just, like, y'all, it's whatever. I think now she know how to approach me after games now. Like, if I have, like, a Ofa, then she just kind of like just leave me alone and like just kind of compliment other areas of my game where I was good at that night. Like if I was 0-for-4 with 2 punch outs, then it's like, oh, you did good on the outfield. You know, like just things like that. But as far as my mom, she's probably like the strictest on me. Like she don't listen to every game, but if she listened to a game and I didn't do good, like if I have multiple strikeouts in the game, I talked to her after the game, and she was like, you need to stop striking out so much. Like, and she just, like, she's probably harder on me than anybody else. But I just laugh because she's never played baseball a day in her life. But she have no clue about the game of baseball. But she know, like, hey, you don't need to be striking out, you know. So she's probably tough on me.
We might have to get Mrs. Alford on the scout team. That's some pretty good analysis, you know. Like, yeah. Things will go well.
Yeah.
Any final words to Pirates Nation ahead of the 2021 season? I know that there's a possibility that people can come to spring training. I don't know all the stuff because obviously I'm not in charge of it. So any final words to Pirates Nation ahead of this new season?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm we're definitely looking forward to a fun year. I think it's going to be a lot of excitement there in Pittsburgh, and going to get to see a lot of new faces, and I think it's going to be fun, and we're definitely looking forward to reuniting in PNC Park. Looking forward to seeing some real faces and instead of some cutout cardboard.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that it's one of the best places to play. It's a beautiful field, but me and my family, we're definitely looking forward to getting up there and interacting with some fans at some point.
Oh, yeah, and the fans definitely want to interact with you as well. Maybe I have to get me an Anthony Alford jersey to add to this Pittsburgh wall that I got going on back here.
100%.
I got to work on it. I got to get me a new Pirates jersey. It's been a minute. I think my last one was Andrew McCutchen, actually.
That's a good one, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
He's now in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah.
Fun little tidbit that I always like to tell people, though, about him is his, like, entanglement with the city was so strong that he actually named his son after the city of Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
His son's name is Steele.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Wow. I think he still lives there.
And, I mean, hey, yeah. Pittsburgh is a place that can really get you. It'll, like, just grab you by the hands and bring you in.
Yeah, I know. When I first got there, man, it was the drive from the airport is probably my favorite. Because we was driving and I was like looking around, and you know, before you get to that tunnel, it's just like nothing really. And I was like, bro, like, what the hell? And then like you go through the tunnel and then like the city just hits
the whole
you.
City just like popping out at you. Yeah. It's
right. I thought it was one of the most beautiful things ever. And it kind of grew on me. Like it really grew on me. I really like the city of Pittsburgh.
Oh yeah. Well, thank you so much, Anthony. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. If you ever want to come back on the podcast, maybe mid-season, if you ever get any time in between that, obviously you're more than welcome to. You already know where to find me.
Yeah.
Locked On Pirates is where you guys can follow me as always. I know you guys love getting these player interviews, so if you want to ever get a player, another player interview, just spam them and maybe it'll work, or maybe just tell me to talk to somebody. Thank you again, Anthony. We're excited to see you this 2021 in the outfield. Maybe go after a Gold Glove or something like that, a Silver Slugger.
That'd be awesome. That's definitely one of my goals. I want to win a Gold Glove.
That's what we like to hear. And again, thank you so much, man.
Thanks for having me.